Indigenous Australians make up 3% of our country's population, but nearly 30% of the prison population. A Victorian program for Indigenous inmates is using art to try to improve these statistics and give prisoners a chance to profit from their own artworks. An exhibition of their work is opening in Melbourne tonight. To tell us more, I'm joined now by one of the program's participants, Yorta Yorta man Kelvin Rogers, and Kent Morris, who's the CEO of the art and culture group behind this initiative called The Torch. Welcome to RN Breakfast, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kent, could I start with you? How did this project come about and what does it involve?
Well, Cathy, as you've expressed, the figures around Indigenous incarceration are excruciating, and that causes a great deal of concern and grief to Indigenous members and the community, and I think more broadly to Australia. You see so many articles written around this huge problem. And unfortunately, you know, it's not even part of the Closing the Gap measures. So The Torch, as a small community arts organisation, thought, let's do something. Let's not sit around and wait for a solution that doesn't seem to be arriving. And so I was employed to build a pilot program to deliver what was essentially thought of as an art program in the prisons. I went out as the first port of call to talk to Indigenous men and women in the prison system to see what they might like from a program of this nature. And we had talks, we talked about our histories and backgrounds, where we were from. And the thing that came about was that the men and women didn't really want to have much learning around art. It was all around our cultural identity, around our stories, our histories, our families, and a lot of disconnections have happened. So the program was really built around the input from the men and women, and then the aim of the program came to bring in cultural resources, cultural learnings. The second most important element for the men and women was, yes, the Indigenous arts industry. How do we connect to it? How can we share our stories? How can we sell our artworks? What's intellectual copyright, licensing, commissions, etc., etc.? And then the third most important element was making art.
Yes. You talked about, you know, the ability to sell the artwork and those complications attached with it. In 2016, the Victorian government actually changed policy to allow Indigenous artists to sell their artwork while they were still in custody. Why is this such a crucial part of the program?
Yes, so this was a fantastic initiative by the Victorian government, and it's a hard-fought policy change. For 40 years, the Indigenous community has been fighting for a policy of this nature where men and women in the making artworks whilst incarcerated could sell their artworks. One of the issues that's very well researched and documented is that Indigenous men and women make up the most disadvantaged cohort within the prison system as well. Mm. And breaking the cycle upon release is very difficult of recidivism and reoffending. So there's a whole lot of dual purposes here around the selling of the artworks. It's, again, to connect to the Indigenous arts industry, which turns over, you know, $200+ million per annum. And it's a very viable industry. It's an industry that doesn't discriminate. It's an industry that shares our stories and culture. And for men and women in the program, it's critical to build a sense of empowerment, self-esteem, connection back to the community, but also some economic independence and the ability to find and develop new pathways upon release.
Kelvin Rogers, you'll be selling your artworks at the Dumbada Munga exhibition, which is opening tonight at the Metro Gallery in Melbourne. What was it about this program that drew you in? Were you interested in art before that?
No, I wasn't. I did try to learn how to paint, but growing up I was into more of artifacts, like making didgeridoos. I got taught how to hunt, to find certain trees, certain branches, and so on. So then I cut them up, you know, make didgeridoos, clapsticks, then shields. Then, yeah, I end up going away. Then, I end up listening to the stories of the elders are passing on to me and my people. And I'm getting older, and I had nothing else to do. I had a lot of time on my hands, so. And I love painting. And
So you discover love of painting. Tell me, Kelvin, about your works. What do they look like? I understand that you mix your own colours.
Yep, that's right. I mix my own colours. I've taught myself to mix my own colours and, most of all, to blend them together and make them look very beautiful. And another thing, I design like a lot of my own designs. So a lot of people.
What sort of designs, Kelvin?
Oh, you know, a lot of bright colours, a lot of of my local area. So I've come to Gunja. The Murray River is my big topic. I love the Murray. It makes me feel home when I'm not around. When I get back there, I feel home again, you know.
And while painting, does that make you feel that you're at home?
It makes me feel very strong, very connected to my culture. And, yeah, it makes me get by every day with my connection to my culture and my painting. And it just takes me away from where I'm at the time.
So you feel that this program's helped you?
It's been the best thing in my life. I wouldn't know where I'd be if they didn't come to the prisons, you know.
And would you encourage other Indigenous people incarcerated to try out this program?
I did. While I was incarcerated, I was like a teacher for a lot of prisoners. I helped, supported them, and showed them another way, what was an easier way. And, yeah, I'd give any kind of advice to any brother that needed it.
Kent, the exhibition, as I mentioned, opens tonight. It explores the power of art and cultural exchange between the former inmates and arts officers. How important are these relationships in the success of a program like this?
Yeah, it's really critical. It's one of the main elements of the success of the program. I was fortunate enough to build this program 8.5 years ago, and straight away the things that I'd learnt from my family and community and pull the stories and processes and protocols handed down through our ancestors, is the main thing is to form connections. And so the two questions we would always ask is, where are you from? Who's your mob? Try and find out who we are, introduce ourselves to each other, find out if we have any connections culturally or even extended family or family. Or even if we don't, how do we then navigate and understand each other's past and histories and the connections we have and the shared experiences that we've lived through? So the exhibition's a wonderful celebration of the relationships we build and how, as all of the arts officers who deliver the program on the ground are all contemporary Indigenous artists, and we're taking out resources and knowledge and arts industry advice, but we're learning as much from the men and women in the program as they are learning from us. So it's a two-way street. And so that beautiful term of Dambada Manga is around talking knowledge and sharing our stories and celebrating who we are.
And how do you see this program developing into the future?
Well, look, our aim is to build it nationally, to take it around the country. But I can tell you right here in Victoria, this program has built at such an exponential rate every year. We are still finding it challenging to keep up with the participation rate within the prisons program, the number of men and women who connect to the program post-release, the extraordinary amount and number of artworks we have, and trying to find markets and opportunities and audiences for these extraordinary stories. So our aim is to take it around the country, but at this point in time, we're still trying to keep a handle on the development of the Victorian side of this program.
All right. So dealing with the present, but looking to the future. And are you talking to any other correctional institutions at this stage, or that's still further into the future?
Now, look, we've started the ball rolling, and there's a great deal of interest around the country for the program. Logistically, then it's just navigating each of the different policies and processes of each state. But in a perfect world, and I'll just say this, sometime in the future, I'd hope that we wouldn't need this program, because the incarceration rates for our people would be commensurate with our population rates. So for 3% of the people, we might make up 3% of the prison population rather than 30%. So I'd like to think the program wouldn't need to be delivered in the future.
Yeah, certainly a very good point. And I think a push is underway to try to make it one of the Closing the Gap initiatives. Thank you so much for joining us today, both of you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That's the Torch CEO, Kent Morris, and Yorta Yorta artist, Kelvin Rogers. His artworks will feature in the Dambada Manga exhibition opening tonight at Armidale's Metro Gallery in Melbourne. And all the artworks will be available online after the exhibition. We're going to put those details onto our website.